Thank you, Chair. Ms. Pamela Cook-Hamilton, Executive Director of ITC, Ms. Dorothy Temper, Deputy Executive Director of ITC, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, on behalf of the Chinese delegation, I would like to extend my congratulations on the successful convening of the 55th Joint Advisory Group meeting. Just as ET Pamela has said in the annual report, 2020 was a year like no other, a year that redefined resilience. We are delighted to see that ITC, under the senior management team's leadership, has tried every means to carry out projects in innovative ways by accelerating their digital solutions to help micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises in developing countries to pivot towards sustainability, connectivity, and inclusiveness. We highly appreciate ITC's continuous efforts to help developing countries fight against the pandemic, recover their productivity to achieve the SDGs. Mr. Chair, at a time when the world is facing the combined impacts of changes unseen in a century under the COVID-19 pandemic, unilateralism and protectionism are rearing their heads. The overall international environment for developing countries is deteriorating, and there are great difficulties in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for a Sustainable Development. People in all countries long for peace and development more than ever before, and are more determined to pursue win-win cooperation. On September 21st, in his Global Development Initiative proposed at the general debate of the 76th session of UNGA, Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed that need to jointly address global threats and challenges to pursue a more robust, greener, and a more balanced global development, and to advance the building of community with a shared future for mankind. China stands ready to strengthen its cooperation with ITC on promoting consensus and synergy among all parties towards implementing the above initiative. First, we must stay committed to the development as a priority. We will continue to join ITC to facilitate further alignment between the Belt and Road initiatives and various national development strategies, safeguard stable and seamless chains of production and supply, improve economic integration, development linkage, and benefit sharing among members. Second, we must remain open and inclusive and stand firmly behind the multilateral trading system. We should speak unequivocally against unilateralism and protectionism, call for great liberalization and facilitation of trade and investment, improve market access, and revitalize global trade and FDI flows. Third, we must explore innovative growth and expand partnership. ITC should play its key role of aid for trade, strengthen cooperation with UNCTAD, WTO, G20, and APEC, conduct policy dialogues and actions on liberalization and facilitation of trade and investment, digital economy, green development, and MSMEs, identify new development drivers and growth areas, and promote green and low-carbon development. To conclude, I wish the meeting a full success. Thank you for your attention.